Welcome, traveler, to the first Frontier History Driving Tour. You begin this leg of the tour at the Kentucky Coal Museum. You'll follow the majestic waters of the Cumberland River as it flows through the America's first frontier. Please listen to the first track on CD or cassette one. It gives basic tour information.
Benham has many unique destinations. The museum offers an adventure guide to plan your stay. Drive to Portal 31, 2 miles east on Kentucky 160. Map is on page 3. When you arrive, please park and finish the audio.
As you leave the museum, look across the street into the large, grassy, open area. That's the center of Benham, a National Register site. Many renovated buildings surround this common area. The camp hospital, theater, and church still stand today. The Schoolhouse Inn was built in 1926 as a school for camp children. Today, it's a premier mountain inn with 30 guest rooms, a honeymoon suite, and restaurant that serves traditional area cuisine. The student lockers still hang in the hallways, and the gymnasium now holds group events. In pioneer days, Benham was called Yowl, for wildcats heard growling in the shadows of Black Mountain. International Harvester came into this valley before the First World War and built the Benham you see today. Workers came by the tens of thousands to mine coal here. They came from the mountains, from the American South, from as far away as Italy and 20 other countries. Benham, like her larger neighbor Lynch up Looney Creek, was a company town that gave the miner his job, his family a home, and his money as script. Between the World Wars, this valley often had the most productive mines in the country. At one point, it was the most productive in the world. At the peak of coal production, thousands of men in 3 shifts a day labored miles into low, dark mines. Sometimes, they only had 3 feet from ceiling to floor. Both Benham and Lynch were different than many coal camps. They were designed and built as model towns to showcase how efficiently large companies could produce coal. In the 1920s, this valley had hospitals, segregated schools, and richly stocked commissaries. The companies engineered roads, power plants, and water systems. People called Benham and Lynch Cadillac coal camps. When U.S. Steel built Lynch soon after Benham, the company imported Italian stonemasons to hand-cut and lay the sandstone buildings you see today. Other Italians also came to work in the mines. Joseph Scopa followed his father here from Italy. Let's listen to him describe going back into one of those dark mines.
Well, we call a dungeon. You never see the daylight. 5 or 6 days a week. You will never see the daylight. We went in the dark and come out in the dark. My name is Joseph Scopa. I was born in Italy, 1919. And I come to this country in 1938. Started working the mine when I was 19 years old. In the United States of Steel, they guaranteed me a job in the mining before even I come to this country. And I worked for the United States Steel 30-some years. Yeah, I grew up on a farm in Italy, a state named Calabria, way down the south, as far down as you can get. We come over here, and then my dad was working in Lynch, my brother, my cousins, and even his grandfather working in Thomas Creek back in 1800. They recruited the Italian fella because most of them was rock masons. See, and all these big companies like Lynch, they have about 500-600 Italian. They all are cutting rocks and build Lynch Hotel, Motel, all off the bathhouse, and the real Italian, that's all they was doing, except a few that went in the mine. But the big majority, that was rock masons. They don't build wood houses over there. They build stone houses because there ain't enough wood. But anyway, they can build something to stay. They really have a style back in the days.
Passenger trains connected life in Harlan County with the nation. When a train car left Corbin, Kentucky, it eventually made it all the way up here to the Lynch Depot. It turned around and made its way back down the Cumberland River, stopping at every little town along the way.
We have a train, and they have about 20 stops from Harlan to Lynch. They had two trains a day. And then they have a bus that can go and run a list every hour from Harlan to Lynch. They come to Rose Point to Putten, then they come to Splint. Then they come to Tots. Then come to Dion. And come to Harm, Chad, right on up to Cumberland. Yeah, yeah. They have a platform because people get off and on. And they bring you mail and everything.
Visit the restored L&N Train Depot and the Lamp House Museum. Ask about the electric flag that once hung above Lynch's commissary. Pause audio now.